The following program may contain subject matter and language not suitable for all ages. If you are sensitive to true crime details or adult language, perhaps you might want to check out some of our other shows on the network, which are safe for all ages. So with viewer and listener discretion advised, let's get to the show. Welcome back to another episode of Murder, Mysteries, and More. I'm your host, Mike Mercado, and I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your day. The gruesome threesome only is a twosome today.
Nicole always introduces us first.
Is it? Well, I am not Nicole Mancha, and that means that the lovely Nicole Mancha is not here, but of course, I am stuck with the human wart, also known as the good brother, Alex Mercado.
I don't know. Nicole's not here. I really don't know what we do without her, honestly.
I'm not too sure.
We already messed up the intro.
Absolutely, and we will mess up
you
more
didn't call
of the show.
Lovely.
Nope, absolutely not.
You didn't hit me on the arm for saying something inappropriate. Like, I don't know what to do anymore.
I'm letting you just speak without turning off your mic. This whole entire process has been thrown off without the lovely Nicole Mancha. But at the very least, we have each and every one of you to thank for joining us on this wild, horrible show that is Murder, Mysteries, and More, when only the good brothers are in charge. But on this episode, good brother, because the lovely Nicole Mancha is not here, I decided we could make it a little light because, you know, she's just such a serious Sally all the damn time. Today, we're going to talk about cursed objects, items, and other weird stuff. That's kind of fun.
That is super fun. I see a couple of cursed items in this room. I'm not going to tell you which ones. Find out next week.
Stop looking at my dog like that, dude.
It's definitely Mowgli.
But before we get to today's episode, good brother, I want to give a shout out to the sources I used. You could check out The Lineup, Travel Channel, History.com, and Unsolved Mysteries. So the first one we talk about is the Tall Man bunk beds. See, in the 1980s, Alan and Debbie Tallman bought a bunk bed for their two kids at a secondhand shop. From the first night they brought it home, it was very clear something was wrong with the bed. First, one of her sons, who had rarely even gotten a cold, fell horribly ill. The radio on the nightstand began turning on and off on its own. The youngest daughter claimed to see a witch standing over her on the bottom bunk. Doors moved, lights turned on and off. Soon, the family began hearing voices throughout the house. This carried on for 9 months before they'd had enough. The Tallmans had bunk beds destroyed and hauntings stopped.
I thought when you said Tallman, it was like two obnoxiously large, tall gentlemen with bunk beds.
All right, dude, you got to stop watching Space Jam, all right?
I was like, wow, these bunk beds must be huge for these tall men.
Yeah, when I first heard about this story, though, I thought it was about Slender Man. So I'm like, oh, wait, that's not Slender Man.
I was so confused. I was like, oh, but I've been taught after like 600 episodes to let Mike finish reading before I shit on him. And I'm glad I did because I figured out in the middle. I was like, oh, they bought it for their children. What great parents. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for the cursed bunk beds. Love you.
And speaking of shitting on everything, how about we talk a little about Ed and Lorraine Warren? Because we want to talk about it.
I forgot. Is this a show where we shit on them or just the story of them or what?
A little bit of A, a little bit of B.
Because I feel like movies. Our other show, we praise the movies. And this show, we got to be a little more realistic about the terrible people they kind of were.
And we're talking about Annabelle the Demon Doll. See, the story of Annabelle the Doll began when a student nurse was gifted a Raggedy Ann doll in the 1970s. The doll began acting strangely, seemingly coming to life and harming the student's boyfriend. When they sought help, a medium informed the young woman that it was inhabited by the spirit of a dead girl named Annabelle Higgins. The medium tried to rid the doll of the spirit, but after all the attempts failed, she called the Warrens. They removed the doll from the young woman's possession, saying it was demonically possessed. And now you can see that famous picture of the doll in that glass case.
I hate that picture. That doll scares the hell out of me.
But it's just a Raggedy Ann doll.
That doesn't matter, Mike. It's evil.
What is with you and dolls?
Dolls are terrifying. I find the things that terrify me the most are the simple things like
that.
What
is it? Is it the eyes of a doll? Is it the smile?
It's the eyes, the innocence.
Well, because you didn't
like
clowns.
I don't like little things. Well, that was when I was a kid. I don't give a
shit.
But
what was it about the clowns?
Clowns now are more sad as an adult. You're like, that's a sad way to live. But
sure, okay.
You know,
shout out to all our clown friends.
Like, you know, Krusty's great. Yeah. It's for winning Oscars. That's all it really is for anymore. But the dolls, I think it's a size thing that they're so little and they can just like, I would hate to get stabbed anywhere below my knee.
Okay.
Like just shanked right there. Like that would suck to get cut in the Achilles, like Chucky style.
Oh, how about in a Pet Cemetery?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. Like children, dolls, like it's just creepy. I don't like it.
Now here's a really famous urban legend, or at least an old tale that's been told around the bars 1,000 times. The Killing Chair of Thomas Busby. In June of 1702, 19 diggity two, two men were killed. One bludgeoned to death, and the other tarred, feathered, and hanged. The latter killed the former after they argued about the killer's wife, who was also the victim's father. After killing his father-in-law, Thomas returned to his favorite chair at a quiet country inn nearby. Eventually, authorities tracked Thomas down to the chair, which he refused to leave. Forced up, Thomas was tried for his crime. He was found guilty and hanged at a nearby crossroads. Before he died, Thomas cursed the chair. Anyone who sits in its beloved seats will surely meet death. Some say the chair has claimed the lives of some 63 people who, after taking a seat, had untimely deaths. Others say it's simply a matter of coincidence.
Yeah, this one seems like coincidence.
But this one's a really famous one you've seen on Ghost Adventures, yeah. Ghost Hunters, Travel Channel, a bunch of these
different things. And those are the ones you have to watch out for because they've been so diluted over the years. Like, we found out with the girl in white with the taxi rides. Like, there's no real story. There's like seven stories that kind of blended into one legend, and that's why it's a legend instead of, okay, here's the furthest story we can find back, and it was just a little girl who died on the way to a dance, and that's really all we know. And maybe 40 more years later, another girl happened to die around the same area. So that's what happens with stories like this, is you take seven stories, make one legend, so none of it's really true.
Good brother, the next one we have is Valentino's Cursed Ring. This ring comes with a long series of misfortunes. Hey, what's that name of the book, the series of unfortunate
events? That's the Baudelaire Children.
That's a good book.
It's a good show on Netflix. All season.
Shout out Jim Carrey. In 1920, movie star Rudolph Valentino.
Neil Patrick Harris in the show.
Oh, Jim Carrey was in the movie. Yeah, but the song wasn't that off.
Yeah.
So, in 1920, movie star Rudolph Valentino bought a plain silver ring embedded with semi-precious stones from a jewelry store in San Francisco. He immediately fell in love with the ring and ignored the store owner's warnings that he believed it was haunted. You'll be sorry. Valentino.
You couldn't go one episode without referencing The Simpsons, huh?
Absolutely not. Lisa, that was really selfish of you. He wore the ring while filming a movie that was complete failure. After putting away the ring for many years, Valentino took it out for what would be his final movie. He died shortly after, still wearing the ring. It was then passed along to Paola Nigri, one of Valentino's former lovers, who suffered a severe illness but recovered. However, her career after this illness was over. She passed the ring on to a young singer, Russ Colombo, who died in a shooting accident. Next, Colombo's friend, Joe Cassino. This is a Quentin Tarantino or Martin Scorsese movie,
definitely.
For sure.
I collaborate.
Next, Colombo's friend, Joe Cassino, wore the ring and died in a car accident 1 week later. James Willis attempted to steal the ring, but was caught by police and shot. At least three more people who owned the ring died while it was in their possession. This is one of the most unlucky pieces of property that we have seen. That is at least to the reports of people who have collected.
And look what I found in my pocket.
Oh my God.
Silver ring.
It explains why you lost this year's Oscars prediction shows.
No, it's because of a point deficit.
The final one. And this is a preview to next week's episode.
Is Nicole going to be back?
Depends.
I moved her chair so she can't come back.
The Anguished Man. Alex, you know what The Anguished Man is?
I figured you're going to tell me right now.
The artist who created this work of art,
Ouija board,
was a deeply disturbed individual. He mixed his blood with oil paints to create the piece before committing suicide. Sean Robinson received the painting from his grandmother, who claimed a spirit lived within it. Since Sean didn't believe in the paranormal, he brushed off the claims. Then, after hanging the painting in his home, his wife began seeing dark figures lurking around the home. Strange noises came from the painting, like scratching, and what sounded like a man crying. Sean's former opinion of paranormal shifted, and he posted YouTube videos of the paranormal activity.
I feel like it's a mental thing where, like, you made something with blood. Yeah, there's going to be a bad vibe off of that.
So we will be doing on next week's episode, if the lovely Nicole Mancha survives whatever hardship and trial she's going through right now, we will be talking about haunted art. Now, good brother, the reason why this is a prelude to next week's episode, there are so many things that as a species, we have emotional ties to. Even around our studio right now, there's a lot of little knickknacks to anybody else doesn't mean anything. So I kind of want to make it a theme of next week, yeah, of when there's a lot of passion, a lot of energy put into something. Can something be left behind? Can some force be left behind in an item? Especially like a work of art,
yeah,
music, a movie,
an heirloom,
a painting, an heirloom. So what did you think about today's little fun episode?
It's fun. And like I said, it's a good prelude. It's a good little, what do they call it, right in the books? Like right before
the
you
epilogue?
Start? The epilogue? Mm-hmm. Or isn't that the end? Isn't the epilogue at the end of the book?
I wish Nicole was here. She would have told
us. Yeah, see,
like,
she knows smart things like this. I do book on tape, people.
Yeah, an epilogue is at the end of it. So a prelude is, a prologue is for the beginning.
A prologue. Yeah. There you go. Again.
Yeah. I think I said that.
Again, we listen to books on tape, guys. They don't even announce these things.
Look at, the state of Illinois has changed some laws recently. So that's what I'm going
to
blame.
Oh, that's Mike's decision. But no, I'm excited because I have something that belongs to our grandmother that was, she had for like 50 years, yeah, which is her rosary, which was handed down to dad, and dad gave to me before I went to college. So, you know, I know that to me, it's more of a lucky thing. Like, I don't go to competitions without it, and I feel really weird not having it at competitions. And I put it in my pocket specifically during the day. I'll put it right back where it was at night, but like during the day, I like to have it there and, you know, do my little prayers with it. And I've been doing that since I started cheer, so like at 15 years old. So it's still, and I still have, and I still do the same thing.
And whether it is something that's spiritual, whether, yeah, it's something that's mental, it's something as a human we do. We see it from people playing the lottery, people playing professional sports, video games, tests at school. People believe in these type of lucky spiritual things. And then if you believe in luck, if you believe in fortune, that means that there has to be negative. There has to be danger in it. So that's why I find it astonishing when we talk about the Anguish Man, when we talk about Annabelle the Doll, when we talk about the Tall Man's Bunk Bed, that these type of things do have some type of residualness to them, if it is true, if you allow yourself to be open to it. So I thought this was a really fun episode with just the good brothers talk a little bit of pop culture, a little bit of silliness, but also a little bit of a preview, but a serious, really fun, interesting conversation
next
week.
Prologue, like we learned.
Yeah, that we learned.
Oh, I hear Nicole walking up the stairs limping.
Kick her down again. Good brother. Any last words on this episode of Murder Mysteries and More?
And I'm gone.
And thank you guys so much for joining us on this really fun, silly episode. I know you guys come here for some serious chatter as we open up case files of really gruesome stories, really true life, true crime stuff. But every once in a while, it's fun to get a nice treat of candy. You don't always have to eat broccoli and carrots. Sometimes a piece of cake is nice and healthy for you. So that is what this episode of Murder Mysteries and More was. We're all over social media. Make sure you guys are following us. The Loving Nicole Mancha is all over every social media at Typing When Tipsy. Good Brothers at Mercado21 Alex on Twitter and on Instagram at Mercado2121.
Don't follow me.
I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media and on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. Like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. Follow us on Instagram at Murder Mysteries and More. The Pop Culture Show is on Twitter at Good Brothers Pod. And the network's on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Support us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. We have really cool tiers that you can join in and support the program, like early access and contests that we are running at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/MikeMercado2333. iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, wherever you get your favorite podcast, we're at Mercado Airwaves. Do us a huge favor, like, rate, review, and share us. It will really make Alex a happy, happy man this Valentine's Day season. For the love of Nicole Mancha, for the good brother himself, Alex Mercado.
Adios.
I'm Mike Mercado. We'll see you in the next episode of Murder,
Mysteries, and More
on the Mercado Airwaves Network. Hey guys, Mike here from Mercado Airwaves. We want to thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network. And if you want to see what we're up to outside of the station, please follow us all over social media. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media and on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. You can follow the good brother Alex Mercado on Twitter at Mercado21Alex and on Instagram at Mercado2121. The lovely Nicole Mancha is on all social media platforms at Typing When Tipsy. You can follow the network on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Our pop culture show, The Good Brothers, on Twitter at Good Brothers Pod. Our true crime shows on Instagram at Murder Mysteries and More. And of course, like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. You can see all our videos on youtube.com/MikeMercado2333 or by searching Mercado Airwaves Network. We play video games on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves Network. And of course, you can support our network by finding a tier just for you, whether you want early access, you want to be part of polls, you want to win contests, best prizes by visiting us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. And we really appreciate it wherever you get your favorite podcast to like, rate, review, and share us. And please spread the word. For the good brother, Alex Mercado, for the lovely Nicole Mancha, I'm Mike Mercado. We wish you a happy, healthy holiday season and an awesome new year. Hey guys, Mike here from Mercado Airwaves. We want to thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network. And if you want to see what we're up to outside of the station, please follow us all over social media. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media and on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. You can follow the good brother Alex Mercado on Twitter at Mercado21Alex and on Instagram at Mercado2121. The lovely Nicole Mancha is on all social media platforms at TypingWhenTipsy. You can follow the network on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Our pop culture show, The Good Brothers, on Twitter at Good Brothers Pod. Our true crime shows on Instagram at Murder Mysteries and More. And of course, like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. You can see all our videos on YouTube.com/MikeMercado2333 or by searching Mercado Airwaves Network. We play video games on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves Network. And of course, you could support our network by finding a tier just for you, whether you want early access, you want to be part of polls, you want to win contests. Prizes by visiting us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. And we really appreciate it wherever you get your favorite podcast to like, rate, review, and share us. And please spread the word. For the good brother, Alex Mercado, for the lovely Nicole Mancha, I'm Mike Mercado. We wish you a happy, healthy holiday season and an awesome new year.